All right, everyone. Glad you're back with me. Let's allow Everyday Healthy. Let us take a look at stress. Sometimes, and don't get me wrong, I know that's not the most fun thing to talk about, but sometimes in order to really, really be able to deal well with something, to deal effectively with it, we have to know what it is. And sometimes, in addition to knowing what it is, we also need to be able to figure out what it does to us. And then move on from there to deal with it, to cope with it, to maybe minimize it, reduce it, in some cases, eliminate it. Now, of course, when it comes to stress, we will not permanently eliminate it because there's just going to be too many reasons, too many causes of stress in our lives. Yeah, I really believe that life would be totally, completely, always, absolutely stress-free when we are living in that New Jerusalem, that street paved with gold, 12 gates, each one made out of one huge, beautiful pearl. But until then, we're going to have to deal with some stress. And one of the things that is being pointed out to us is the stress that financial instability is causing so many people. Worries about finances came in as the number one stressor across all age groups, according to the Everyday Health United States of Stress survey. The number one stressor, worries about finances. 52% of all people surveyed said financial issues regularly stressed them out. 35% of the people who responded said the jobs and careers were their greatest stressors. Their jobs and careers, not the lack of jobs, not the lack of careers, the actual jobs themselves, the actual careers themselves were stressors. But second place, following behind financial worries. Women, men, when it comes to financial stress, which of those two genders would you say report more financial stress? The women or the men? The men or the women reporting more financial stress? It's the women. Women were also less satisfied with the state of their finances. 49% of women reported being very dissatisfied with their salary. 40% of men reported the same. Comparing respondents by generation, Generation Xers, ages 38 to 53, reported being the most stressed out financially. How many of you, Generation X, how many of you, Millennials, find yourselves living with your parents and through no fault of your own? It's been, oh, wow, I tell you, we've just had problems. Problems, problems, problems. Decisions were made that led to the Great Recession. Then decisions were made that deliberately prevented the Great Recession from being shifted into a full recovery. And of course, decision was made to continue to keep incomes down lower than they should be. And as a result, it's hard for people to make it. And of course, a lot of people, young people, are graduating from college and having a very, very difficult time finding a job that pays well, even when they have become educated well. And some are having a difficult time finding a decent job at all. Some are having a difficult time finding work, period. I have a colleague who was telling me just a few days ago that she knows people who recently received their PhDs who have yet to find work. So don't think that it's just people who don't have college education who are having a difficult time. Financial worries. And they actually say that in addition to causing stress, those worries are making people sick, literally sick. Why are so many people haunted by their finances? Well, Kelly Holland, award-winning business journalist, said that in speaking to researchers, she's discovered that a lot of it comes down to how we relate emotionally to money. The more we see ourselves as relying on feelings in our decision-making, the more likely we are to feel that the unemotional, disciplined world of finance is not for us. The unemotional, disciplined world of finance. We can also think about the unemotional, undisciplined world of finance. Think about, again, the recession. Before that, before the most recent recession, think about the Great Recession that led to the Great Depression. Think about the stock market crash that we experienced in the 80s. Think about Enron, where employees had their life savings and retirement wiped out through no fault of their own. Think about the investment bank scandals that wiped out so many people's wealth. Think about the savings and loan crisis. We still remember that. Another debacle that cost many, many people a lot. Unemotional, I would say undisciplined world of finance. That can cause so much trouble so quickly. And it's stressing people. Stressing people. We'll look at this some more. Some of the other decisions that are being made that are leading to this increased stress.